You know when it wasn't going to go? At 17, the Giants had another first-round pick.
Well, they're not going to pick another quarterback.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I thought they were going to wait and do Daniel Jones at 17.
Now, that is
pick the defensive
really an interesting pick.
At 6.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones doesn't even grade as a – he's a second-round grade.
I didn't understand. The Raiders at 4 was probably the most baffling with what they went.
I even thought at the end New England would take him.
Okay.
I thought that.
But I'm glad New England – I mean, I would like to see Locke go. I'm glad that New England, like, thought about Tom Brady for once in their lifetime and picked a wide receiver.
Can I just say this real quick? Because, you know, I had him graded out as a second-round pick all along, following the workouts, talking about
staff. You had him graded out, huh?
Looking, you know, watching what he did at the combine. He didn't pass the eye test. Now, you watch the games that he plays – and he played at Mizzou, obviously against the toughest competition, is when he didn't play his best football. You read websites, and I sent you a bunch of stuff over the course of the last few months. Whenever I would read stories about him slipping in the draft, according to Football People, you go to Pro Football Focus and some of these other websites, and they constantly talk about his bad footwork, his arm
mechanics.
That's
not the problem.
All right, Chuck, what's the insight from the
Let him finish. That's but not
his,
the problem.
His inaccuracies. With the deep ball, his poor completion percentage as a starting quarterback in college. Then he gets to the combine and he measures out with small hands at the combine, right? That's something that was a major red flag at that point, and that's where people who follow the draft started watching him slip a little bit. And it's further proof that a lot of these experts that you read and that you see on television, I mean, they really have no idea what the hell these GMs are thinking. They have no clue.
That's true, because when you had people like Kiper and McShay had him going as low as 10, and then he doesn't go to 32.
McShay had him the 59th pick.
Give us a little insight.
Okay,
from
2 months ago, I'm not sure I mentioned the hand size. So last night, we had Howard on the draft show. We had a great draft show. Mm-hmm. Howard, Tom, Moses, great draft show. So this morning, I spoke to Howard, and Howard said he hasn't verified it, but he has. His hand size, Hoskins and those other guys are all at 10.5, 10.25. Locke's hand size is an even 8.99 or 9. That's a lot in the NFL. So we also found out, so let me verify this from them, and I'm not going to say who did it, but the guy I verified it from, the two guys, were reliable. They know the NFL. When he was playing at Mizzou and practicing, he even used a smaller ball. And in college, you can do that. It was the number one asset that he had going against him was hand size. Well, as I always say, it starts in the loins.
So what does he use, like one of those little miniature footballs?
No,
Mizzou
was probably going to deny, but that's been verified.
That's
it was his hand size.
What do you mean it's been verified? By who? By Howard?
No, Andy, come on now. You were doing was guessing in the damn first place. You got guest money from
guessing.
From Frank. You got guest money.
You want
I'm verifying.
Guessing.
No, this is not hockey puck hour.
Okay.
This is football.
Listen, you're throwing out stuff against the wall. You better be
sure
about this.
I'm sure about
you better be 100%
sure. I'm 100%
sure. I mean, you're talking about him using like a Nerf football or something like that.
This is going to be a slob for the ages.
Yeah. I mean,
how about two? Just a quick draft.
Were you using like a miniature ball?
Chuck, I'm sure you watched.
You can pull up the hand sizes yourself.
One of those balls that sits in the basket at Dick's Sporting Goods at the checkout.
See, this
for like 4 year olds.
Get your money back from him.
What kind of ball are you talking about?
How about this? Now, for those who were watching the draft, and I'm sure you were watching it too, even though you're
no, I started. Why? I didn't even know it was on until I got the text messages.
Okay. How about this?
Once it got to 20.
Every time a player was picked, that fan base would go nuts. And you have no idea. That fan base had no idea about this offensive guard and his skill level. And they all just go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after every pick, it was like, wow.
You know, a lot of people were pointing towards the Denver Broncos because John Elway went and watched them play. Now, last time I checked, his job is to watch college football players play football. So he probably watched 200 to 300 players. And last time I checked, these NFL teams, they do scout in round two.
He was at Duke
twice
also.
And four as well. He went to Duke a couple times. Listen, and then he comes out and says that he didn't see a quarterback that they had graded out as being a first-round pick. I mean this 100%. I am not surprised. That's why I made the bet with you. He didn't pass the eye test. I've said it over and over to you, Charlie, doing your show as well. I just didn't see it. Now, based on a lot of the noise on the outside, what people were saying, I guess maybe he will go in the first round based on what everybody is projecting him to be. But the fact that he didn't, I'm not surprised based on what I saw on the football field and 32 other GMs in the world.
Frank, if you look at all the top college quarterbacks, and we've been saying this, he didn't have that yo-yo, that real it factor. Well, I know this is a guy can change the game.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. There are plenty of examples of quarterbacks in college who may not have had the it factor, who may not have gone in the first round.
Correct.
It depends on the team you're drafted by also.
Yeah, you're right. And so who knows? It may be a blessing that he didn't go to the Raiders.
Well, Drew Brees went in the first round.
Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, there's a bunch
of guys.
He can make this money up in 2 or 3 years that he missed out on.
You're right.
He can make it up.
Yeah, because it's that second contract.
And then some. I mean, you look at the guy who's in Minnesota right now, who was in Washington. I mean, there's a lot of guys, right? Kirk Cousins. You can go on and on and on about quarterbacks. I'm not going to sit here and say this means anything about his football future as an NFL quarterback. We were talking specifically, would a team take a chance on him in the first round? I didn't see it.
Dwayne
when you
Haskins
compare him to
upset.
The other quarterbacks.
Oh, he should
he's
be.
Upset.
Yeah,
he's
I mean,
upset.
If I'm Dwayne Haskins and I see Jones go 6 and I go to 15, just imagine, there's some money difference there. I mean, it's significant money.
Oh, my goodness.
And what he accomplished in college, well, one season
as opposed
to Jones.
And he had 50 touchdown passes. But you know what? I don't like it when a player comes out and is vocal about being upset and whatever. You know what? It's a dream come true. You prepare your whole life for it. You went 15th overall. It's not like you slipped out of the draft or went in the 7th round. You still went in the 1st round. Just get to work. And now it's time to get to work. At the end of the day, today and moving forward, no one remembers when you were drafted if you didn't go 1st overall. Just go play football and prove the team right.
But I feel bad for him. I really do.
Yeah, to be in the
green room,
all that anticipation, reading every one of those mock drafts.
I really feel bad for him. I really
do. Tough for
you know what? My staff is reaching out to his family today because I feel bad for him.
Who's on your staff?
I feel bad.
Does he do right?
I feel bad for him, too. This is not about Drew Lock. I hope he has.
Is Matty Mock still on your staff?
Matty Mock is.
He probably has an in with Drew.
He's a part-time. He's part-time.
All right, let's stay with football one more topic because I want to make a full, huge segment on hockey.
DGB.
Let's chat about Tyreek Hill. And what's going on there? In fact, we have.
Let's listen to
got the audio.
Yeah, let's listen to the audio with his fiance.
We were getting into it, and he said, "Daddy, you're mean." So we walked up the stairs.
Right.
You
and then
said,
"Come
Dad,
back.
Come back down here."
Right.
And he didn't want to go down there, but I was like, "Go down there because it'll end up worse for you."
Right.
So he walked down there, and then you were getting on his about.
And then you said something, right?
No, you kept getting on, and then he started crying. And then you were like, shut up, stop crying.
Right.
Stop crying.
Right.
And then he kept crying because he was scared. He's terrified. And what, you grabbed onto him somehow, or he fell, one of the two.
I didn't do nothing. That's sad, bro. That is really sad.
Then why does say daddy did it? Why? Why does say daddy did it?
I don't know. He says daddy does a lot of things.
Like what? A 3-year-old's not going to lie about what happened to his arm.
That video means nothing.
It's an audio.
Audio means nothing.
In a court
of law.
In
a court of law means
but
nothing. Don't mean nothing to me right
but
now.
But if the
nothing.
Commissioner, and then you have the history of he beat her up when they were in college, and then this thing.
That's
where he
not the worst part of the audio.
Yeah, the worst part is when he said, fear me too.
Yeah, what you should fear me too. The mom talking about the kid being absolutely terrified of the dad. Listen, I've got a kid who's 2 years old. He'll be 3 in about 3 weeks.
I'm terrified of my dad. We grew up like that.
But
so what?
Listen.
So what?
Yeah, your dad didn't break your arm, though, did he?
No. I was scared of my dad, too. So what? Man, audio doesn't mean a damn thing. As an attorney, I eat that up. That ain't
it's
nothing.
Not, okay, it's not going
that
to the court of law.
Nothing,
in fact,
man.
You're absolutely correct, because the prosecutor could not.
Right.
Didn't correct. Have enough evidence. But the prosecutor
I don't think
for
the
NFL
the audio,
is the
though.
Commissioner.
I'm not so sure
this
the
is going to be tough because
there's
an audio instead of a video. This is going to be tough for him to do something with that.
I know, with
that's
a track history
no,
and then him saying that
if they,
on audio.
If they don't let him play from this audio, nah.
No, the
nah,
video,
the video,
video
nah,
wouldn't mean anything. Nah. This is
well,
a conversation.
Well, you know he's going to be
a,
suspended.
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to get well,
he's gonna be suspended.
They already are suspending him. They're telling him he can't participate
yeah, well,
in any off-season activity.
Game check.
I realize that
they're ahead of the game right now, Kansas City. And now, will he be suspended for 6 games? Hell no.
But Charlie, what would the audio change? I mean, there's no video change. There's no video of him beating the kid or
well,
breaking
need,
his
well,
arm.
You need
right?
That. That's what you need. That's a man.
But you're saying if this was on, you're saying if this
he
was on video, that conversation was on video.
The prosecutor said.
All right.
We know something happened.
Yeah, let me ask you, put it this way. Let's just say you are the commissioner and you have this you know, bad history right now of domestic abuse. And then you hear this and you know about his history. What would you do if you're Commissioner Goodell?
Nothing.
Wow.
Absolutely. I'm not going by the past. Nothing.
Charlie.
Nothing.
Charlie.
You asked for my He asked for my opinion. My opinion, I would do nothing.
I would do a thorough investigation and then make sure I talk to the woman face to face and really get to the bottom of it. Well, if I determine
what's the story behind the conversation being involved. Recorded.
Brian, do you know that?
What's the story behind the conversation being recorded?
Who recorded that, by the way?
Because I believe she knew it was being recorded, and a friend of hers handed it over to the authorities.
If she knew it was being recorded, it's out the door. Zip, zap. Use it.
But, Charlie, if you're the commissioner of the league, do you want a guy that...
And, again, we didn't hear the worst part. I mean, if we have another clip to air, we can air that.
First of all, this shouldn't be on the commissioner of the league, although we know it is. Who are you? You're not God. How are you going to determine this? Now, you will do an investigation, but I would not suspend him.
She made the recording as, quote, unquote, an insurance policy while they were walking through Dubai's international airport.
That's
going
to be thrown out. That's going to be thrown out if she made the recording. That's done. No.
You keep saying thrown out. Like, the recording is not, this is not a criminal matter, right? This is an NFL investigation.
Well, we don't know that, too. They can still make it a criminal matter if they want to. If they want to go further with it, they can still, even if... The district attorney, whoever was on TV, said, hey, we don't have a crime here. He didn't do anything wrong, but we know something happened.
Do you need dual consent in Missouri to record a conversation?
I think so. That's
But they weren't recorded internationally.
They weren't
right.
They were in
Dubai.
Kansas.
That's interesting. No,
they were in Dubai.
They were in Dubai airport.
Well,
I'm wondering
what's
about
the rules in Dubai?
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Listen,
somebody call Rosenblum.
Let me call.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what.
We do have legal representation on the staff.
Let me tell you something. My daughter just got back from Dubai. She said women over there are second class citizens. Yeah. Over in Dubai. So if she's going to use that, that's going to be thrown out.
Did she give an example of how they're treated? Or like
she had to wear, I'm going to show you some pictures. She had to wear a certain garb.
Had to cover a lot of her body.
Yeah, she had to be cut. I'll show you pictures. Go to separate bathrooms, separate things. Her husband didn't have to change. She had to wear separate garb. Couldn't be around men.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a time out. We're going to get
for the record, his girlfriend is not of Dubai descent, right?
It don't, my daughter's not of Dubai descent.
Okay,
she's
of
Negro descent,
I'm just saying, so the relationship in terms of how she doesn't go
matter
by
fact,
their...
My daughter just landed. She's listening right now.
She doesn't go by their traditions.
Which daughter do you
have? You don't have to go by the tradition. They make you go by once you're in their country, Andy.
Well, if you live there.
You've been over there. I'm
if
not talking about one on the Mississippi. Now I'm talking about Dubai.
You've been to Nepal?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take a short time out. When we come back, we're going to get to the main event in St. Louis, another unbelievable hockey game.